Wake up, America. It's time to talk about Imodium on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you. And if you are a regular listener, we welcome you, we love you, and we thank you for taking the time. Actually, we thank everyone for taking the time because we know everyone is so crazy busy with their schedules, and so we really appreciate that you're spending some time with us. So, let's talk about Imodium. It just sounds so cool. Imodium.
Well, we just did our last Wake Up America on Miralax.
Yes, we did.
So you got one side of the equation, constipation. Now it's time to talk about the other side of the equation.
Imodium.
Diarrhea.
That's right. Which you can buy it over the counter.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, another over the counter medicine that is easy to buy.
Billions of dollars a year spent on Imodium.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what is it for? It's for diarrhea. Mm-hmm. You know, people use it for diarrhea. We do use it in our practice. There are certain cases for which we do need to use Imodium. And so sometimes we use it. I know it's a big thing, especially in patients who have irritable bowel, diarrhea predominant irritable bowel syndrome. You know, somebody who's gotten sick from whatever, you know, they got a viral infection, you know, so
food poisoning.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So definitely high consumption of Imodium. Mm-hmm. Just across the nation. And so something that we just wanted to chat a little bit about, because in the end, it is still a medicine. Okay. It is still a, you know, it's still chemicals, okay? And
yeah, I feel like people, because if anything they can buy over the counter, mm-hmm. I feel like they feel like it's safe enough to take all the time.
Right.
And that goes for anything. That goes for pain medicine,
sure.
PPIs anything, that they can
right.
buy over
Tylenol,
the counter.
Tylenol, yeah. Anti-inflammatories, Motrin, Advil, yeah. Ibuprofen.
They just kind of assume, well, if we can buy it without a prescription and we can just go up, the convenience store, the Walgreens, the CVS, the whatever, and just go grab it ourselves, mm-hmm. it must be safe.
Right.
It must be safe to take all the time.
Listen, we're going to caution you on that whole thought process, okay? Just because it is over the counter doesn't mean that it's safe, okay? I mean, people can develop liver failure from taking too much Tylenol. And we see that. We definitely see that. You know, typically, you know, like someone who's taking Tylenol arthritis or Tylenol
PM,
PM to mm-hmm. sleep, or, you know, for all sorts of stuff, because I think Tylenol is really marketed for all sorts mm-hmm. of things. And before you know it, they're consuming like, you know, 2-3 grams mm-hmm. of Tylenol. So people can go into liver failure. People who take anti-inflammatory medicines. I mean, there are people who take those medicines like candy.
You're talking about like ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen, mm-hmm. Advil, mm-hmm. Aleve, naproxen. Mm-hmm. You know, any of those medicines, any of those anti-inflammatories can cause a bleeding ulcer. Okay, you could end up in the hospital with a bleeding ulcer. You could develop, I mean, it can affect your liver. It can cause inflammation, which then can ultimately, over the course of time, lead to fibrosis, which is like scar tissue. I mean, there's definitely things to be considered with these over-the-counter medicines. And so it's not, you know, we're not trying to scare you. We're just trying to educate you so that you're aware of it. Because like Tina said, it is true. I think because these things are over the counter, it's kind of like assumed mm-hmm. By a lot of people. Because I've had patients who have told me, oh, well, it was over the counter. So I figured, you know,
it was safe.
It was safe.
And it's not that it's unsafe. I think like, so maybe we're using the wrong words, right?
Right.
Like, Like, so if you have an issue with, you know, you have a bout of diarrhea, take some Imodium, mm-hmm. it goes away, right? Okay, that's fine. That's safe, right, to do it like that. I think where it becomes unsafe is where we're taking it all the time. And you're not truly getting to the core of what the problem is. You're just like, oh yeah, the Imodium, I just take it every day and it just helps me so I don't have diarrhea. And it's like, okay, well, if you're taking Imodium every day, like, something is wrong,
right?
Okay, and you either, one, need to be worked up by a gastroenterologist, right? Well, yes, that's the mm-hmm. first thing you need to do, yes. is get worked up by a gastroenterologist. But the second thing is really figure out what is happening so that we can fix it.
Yes.
So that you can get off the Imodium, right? Or get off the Miralax, like what we were talking about, or whatever it is, even the pain meds, mm-hmm. right? Anti-inflammatories. What is the real issue so that we can fix it? There is a way to fix those things. It's just that people say, well, I'm just going to take the medicine. The medicine's fixing it, so I'm just going to keep taking the medicine. But the problem is, like you said, there are long-term side effects of mm-hmm. being on these things that people don't really understand. And so, again, taking it short-term for a short-term reason, fine. Taking it long-term is where you want to be concerned and where you right. absolutely need to get worked up by a GI doctor. And then come to us if the GI doctor doesn't find anything really bad going on so that we can help you from a more holistic standpoint.
Exactly.
Because there's people with diarrhea is actually one of the simpler things that we help to fix with patients. It's just a test and trying some supplements
yeah.
instead tend yeah. to work to get patients off those medicines. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and again, it depends what the cause of the diarrhea is. When patients come in to us and they have diarrhea, you know, we're doing a full workup on them and we're checking them for all sorts of stuff. You know, we want to make, I mean, it just depends what we think could be the cause of the diarrhea. But in general, you know, we're wanting to make sure there's not an infection, make sure it's not inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, make sure it's not celiac disease. We're trying to rule out the diseases that we need to be treating. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, just rule out anything worrisome. Typically, when somebody is having diarrhea, if we end up doing a colonoscopy, which most of the time, 99% of the time we will, if I don't find anything in the colon that could explain the diarrhea, I will take some biopsies in the colon because I want to rule out microscopic type of colitis, which the only way you diagnose that is by doing biopsies. And so on some of those people, we will treat them with Imodium, okay? So our goal, it's not that we don't use the Imodium, okay? There are definitely select patients where we have to use it.
But it's short-term.
Right, short-term. And yeah. Our goal is to try to dig deeper, at what's the cause, you know, what's going on. You know, if it's somebody with irritable bowel, we are huge proponents of working these patients up to check for food sensitivities, food allergies, okay? Because we're finding more and more of this. And, you know, and a lot of our patients will be like, nah, I don't have food. I mean, I can eat anything. And lo and behold, they have the test and all these things come back positive. And they're just shocked mm-hmm. that they have that many sensitivities. But we're seeing more and more of it. And I just think it's the poor American diet that we've had, you know, for so long, the standard American diet.
And a lot of it could be stress and anxiety.
Absolutely.
A lot of the consults that I do, a majority of the people that have diarrhea are in general anxious mm-hmm. people. You know, maybe they've had really bad things happen in their life. Maybe they've lost loved ones. Maybe they just, in general, are just anxious, right? Mm-hmm. There's just people that's just their personality.
Right.
A lot of people that are on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medicine. And sometimes, like, I'll suggest energy work mm-hmm. for those people to help the inside of the body heal, right? Mm-hmm. So there's so many things that we can try to actually fix what the issue is that's causing the symptom than just continuing to put a Band-Aid on it by taking the medicine
right.
every day.
Yeah, and actually, you just made me think of something when you were talking about some of these patients that are on antidepressants. Ironically, there are some medicines... Okay, there are some medicines that can actually cause mm-hmm. microscopic colitis. Okay. I mean, some of the more common medicines too that we have out even over the counter, like the PPIs, which are the proton pump inhibitors. Those are very notorious for causing microscopic colitis. Some of the antidepressants, some of the anti-inflammatory meds. So it's crazy because we're using these medicines. People are buying these things over the counter, using them for one thing, while at the same time creating another issue. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to try to get to the root cause, try to treat you more holistically, more naturally as much as we can, and try to, as much as possible, get you off of some of these medicines and get you feeling better.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the goal.
That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah. To not have to be reliant. And if you are reliant on these medicines, whether it's Imodium or Miralax or whatever, and you have never been worked up by a gastroenterologist, please, please find a gastroenterologist near you and get worked up just to make sure nothing really bad is going on.
Agreed. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you'd like to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. You can check the magenta colored box that's on the homepage and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. That's done over the phone, so you can do it from anywhere, and it is free to you. If you haven't rated our program, please rate us and please give us a 5. That'll help other people just like you to find us faster. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe today so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.